Today we'll be doing Sif Test. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Ein la'anos Kaddish u'kedusha ben Geula. Tefillah, one is not permitted to respond to Kaddish or Kedusha between Gal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. V'chit anose, mamten b'shira chadasha kedei la'anos. One should pause by shira chadasha so that he can answer. The Mishnah Berurah Tzivkatan Mem Test tells us u'kedusha. V'chein barchu u'modim. V'yira l'tzamtzim sheyichra b'schila zatila be'ez shehatzibur shochin atzman b'modim. The same would be true when it comes to barchu and modim. And a person should make sure that he's bowing at the same time Shmona Esrei when the tzibur is bowing by modim. Bein geula yesh me'achroim shekasu teveshabes muter lanos kaddish u'kedusha v'chol hani shadomim lehem haniskarim le'el b'sif gimel bein geula sila v'ayin l'kaman b'simen kufirao. Some say that on Shabbos you would be permitted to answer kaddish and kedusha. V'chetzan otzer rotzalomar adai lo shama kedusha or baruch. If you have not yet heard kedusha baruch, what should you do? Mamtin b'shira chadash al yachar shamar osei fella. After you say osei fella, you should wait before shira chadash so you can respond. V'chol zelich archilav v'diavad kol shalo amar baruch atah Hashem yochol anos. B'diavad, if you have not yet said baruch atah Hashem gal Yisrael, you could still respond. V'liachar kein tzarech l'haskel mirush shira chadash o al kol parim yitzur Yisrael to haskol asoheni. But then you have to go back either to shira chadash or at the very least to tzur Yisrael, which is the beginning of a topic. V'chein ma shakasav amagin avram b'siv katan gimel gam halot tzarech leimor be'en hachasima samach l'hachasima l'charchilav. You also have to, before you start Shmona Esrei, you have to have a Me'in HaChasima. You have to have something which resembles the beginning of Shmona Esrei that you say right beforehand. We'll stop here for now and we'll pick up a Sif Yud tomorrow.